Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, bills to establish the Caribbean Court of Justice as Jamaica's final court of appeal to be debated next week. Stay with us.
My name is Errol Lewin, a director of Jamaica Bedding Company Limited. We contacted the Jamaica Productivity Center to assist us in the laying out of a plant. By so doing, we were able to have technical and economic efficiency that resulted in a significant increase in our overall level of productivity.
You too can see increased efficiency and quality in your operations. Let the experts at the Jamaica Productivity Center show you how. Call 922-1598 for more information.
Productivity. The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
The Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, was established February 14, 2001 through an agreement signed by the heads of government of CARICOM at their 22nd meeting in Nassau. The CCJ has two functions, an original jurisdiction and an appellate jurisdiction. In its original jurisdiction, the CCJ adjudicates on matters relating to the provisions of the revised Treaty of Chaguaramas and the CARICOM Single Market and Economy. In this regard, it looks particularly at the rights of CARICOM nationals to move freely within the community and to freely do business within CARICOM. The CCJ can also serve as the final court of appeal for member countries who decide to use it for this purpose. Barbados, Guyana, and Belize are the only countries that have made the CCJ their final court of appeal. Jamaica is hoping to follow suit in short order. At Tuesday's sitting of Parliament, Leader of Government Business in the House, Philip Paulwell, gave notice that debate on the bills to establish the Caribbean Court of Justice as Jamaica's final court of appeal would begin in the House at the next sitting on December 3. Passage of the proposed legislation will facilitate Jamaica's move away from the UK-based Privy Council. The bills to be debated are an act to make provision for the implementation of the agreement establishing the Caribbean Court of Justice and for connected matters, an act to amend the Constitution of Jamaica to provide for the replacement of appeals to Her Majesty in Council with new provisions to appeal to the Caribbean Court of Justice as Jamaica's final appellate court, and for connected matters, and an act to amend the judicature appellate jurisdiction. After the bills have been debated in the lower house, there is a time period of 3 months before a vote can be taken. Also on Tuesday, debate on a motion to have the throne speech renamed the People's Speech began in the House of Representatives. Member of Parliament for Northeast St. Elizabeth, Raymond Price, who opened the debate, said what is noteworthy about the throne speech is that no other parliament outside of the Commonwealth uses the phrase. The throne speech is delivered by the Governor General during the official opening of Parliament to mark the start of the new legislative year and contains the government's plans and programs for the period.
The suggestion goes further, Mr. Speaker, that since all of us who are here as members come here through what is known as a Representation of the People's Act, that in keeping with the nomenclature of the Representation of the People's Act, that we consider two things: a renaming of the speech that is given by His Excellency the Governor General at the start of the parliamentary year, and two, that agreeing that it should be renamed, we call it the People's Speech.
Member of Parliament for Northeast St. Elizabeth, Raymond Price. The motion was approved and is to be sent to an appropriate committee of the House. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.